This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Donate your car today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car, running or not, can be picked up as soon as the next day. You'll get a maximum tax deduction and a vacation voucher.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs, with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Loyola Medicine wants to remind men that prostate health is important. Regular screenings after age 45 can help detect and treat problems early to improve outcomes and preserve a quality of life. For more information, visit LoyolaMedicine.com/blog.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Julie, BeforeYouDig.com.
Five on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, we're dealing with some audio issues here at Ye Score, where there's some random popping going on in our headphones. So if this is an adventure for you, the
pop,
next
lock,
couple
and drop
of shows,
it.
Then let's all see what happens. It seems to have stopped. Maybe it was some weird interference of some sort. Or maybe it was a glitch in the Matrix when we found out Tom Thibodeau was good looking with a mullet back in the day. I said it.
Are you saying he's not good looking now?
I don't think that's what it's about anymore. I think it's about, with Tibbs, it's like, do you like ball? If it's a yes, then that's all that really matters.
I like ball.
You do. You know who else likes ball? Our next guest, Joe Kelly, who might have a thing or two to say about that at 12:25. So we'll have Joe on, simply because of this decision about Tom Thibodeau. But the The 80s mullet pick is wild. It's time for Five on It.
Five on It.
Number one.
Which Bears veteran do you expect to have the biggest bounce back season? Receiver DJ Moore, tight end Cole Kmet, or running back DeAndre Swift?
You know what's funny is like some of these things are very did you watch the game versus are you looking at a box score? Yeah, like the Cole Kmet box score is indicative of the type of season he had, but it came down to did you watch the game? The DJ Moore box score was good, but it came down to was it ideal for him? And then the DeAndre Swift, same thing, had really sexy numbers, but were they indicative of what the best use was for him on the offense? All of that said, think it's going to be DeAndre Swift. Because if he's doing what the coaches want him to do, and he's being utilized in the way the run game is supposed to be the base for the entire offense, then that's what's going to matter. It's how he will run. It's not necessarily how many yards he will gain. And how he will serve as the focal point because the run game needs to be for the offense to work.
3.8 yards per carry last year, that's a career low for him.
And the numbers were high, right, because of how many touches he had, but unfortunately.
Yeah, he had 959 yards, which is the second most he's ever had in his career behind that season with the Philadelphia Eagles where he was a Pro Bowler.
And he had like 1,300 some odd total from the line of scrimmage. But when you break it down, that's where the details are.
Yeah, I think it's going to be DJ Moore. I think DJ Moore had a, by his standards, down year. I don't know that the room is going to be there for Cole Kmet to build on his numbers. He might have a great year on film, but as far as him being productive, that's another question.
Do you know what one of our texters said, 847?
What'd he say?
This is so bad.
What'd he say?
Cole gonna block and release to the flat until he cries.
Wow. That's not nice. That's not... That's ominous.
Like to have such excellent delivery in a text.
So you gotta remember, 2 years ago, DJ Moore, the year that led him to getting the extension, getting paid... had 1,364 yards and 8 touchdowns, both career highs.
Mm-hmm.
He also had 96 receptions. Now, he had 98 receptions last year, but he went from 14.2 yards per catch. His career yards per catch is 13.5. He only averaged 9.9 yards per catch last year.
And that, I mean, it is a function of how he's used. Like, that yak and rack for him is key.
He could have less catches next year, but more yards. He could have less catches, but more touchdowns. I expect this offense to be much more explosive than it was a year ago. And the reason why I'm not saying DeAndre Swift and why he's kind of the cream that rises to the top, DJ Moore, is because DeAndre Swift, I don't know if he's going to be the guy yet. They could still make some type of move.
No, I'm with Cass. I'm like, hey, we need you to be the guy.
Okay.
Like, I need you to be that dude for this offense. The end.
Number two.
On Tuesday, the White Sox earned their first victory over the Tigers in 8 months.
That's
this
crazy.
Information, thanks to our guy James Fegan from Sox Machine. Were you more impressed by strikeout-prone outfielder Michael A. Taylor's driving in 4 runs? By the way, he was in for Luis Robert Jr., who's getting a couple days off to do a little mental reset. Or... were you more impressed by right-hander Shane Smith's 5 1/3 scoreless innings against the Tigers?
You know what I was impressed by in this game? First of all, Michael A. Taylor, he is an athlete, but you're right. He is known to have a strikeout or 2 or 3. I was most impressed by the fact that the Tigers, I don't know if they announced it, proclaimed it, but they said that they were going to have a bullpen day. And you know what? If I'm AJ Hinch, I'm like, oh, yeah, when else would I have a bullpen day? You know, we're the best team in baseball by record, and we're facing the White Sox. And yeah, bullpen day. And then the Sox were like, we're going to take your bullpen day, and we're going to hit a bunch of balls with it. And that's exactly what happened. The Sox did what a team should do, and they decided that they want a bullpen day in the middle of the week against their team in early June. 8-1, the end.
Okay, it's not the end, because I have things to say, too, about the situation.
No, we quit the show. We go home forever. This is where my season ended today.
You know I'm all about an early show ending, but there is no Cubs baseball coming up in like a half hour or anything. So we're going to keep going.
We quit our jobs forever.
We're going to keep going. Michael A. Taylor, the answer's got to be him. Here's why. Shane Smith, I knew he was capable of that.
You did. You had faith in Shane Smith.
He hasn't given up more than three runs in a start all season long.
Didn't we say he might be the all-star?
I think Russ said Shane Smith, and I was like, you're probably right.
Yeah.
And the reason this question came to my mind was, you know, he was put to the test. This Tigers team is really good.
Yeah, and he went, yeah.
They were like, oh, bullpen day? Really?
But still, I've seen Shane Smith be successful. Michael Taylor, I can't speak to that, per se. The home run he hit was his third home run of the season. I do want to point something out. The White Sox are now 3-0 when Michael A. Taylor homers.
Whoa.
That's a fun stat.
It is a fun stat. Also, not as fun, Michael A. Taylor has 44 strikeouts and 107 at-bats.
Don't worry about that. Just worry about the glory.
That's the thing. Is when I was watching the game yesterday, I texted our group chat as soon as he hit that home run. I texted like, all right, the Sox won. Because once that happens, like, the game is over. Like, this guy hits a home run.
No, you know what? The Sox won when they realized they were being insulted.
Yeah, that's true. I will say the Sox, they hit the ball the whole game. I actually really enjoyed what they did. They hit the ball where the Tigers weren't, and that was a really good strategy. I thought they did good.
The other thing I want to point out is back on May 11th, the White Sox beat the Marlins 4-2. Michael A. Taylor went 1-for-3 in that game. That brought his average up to 200.
Yeah, it's a bold lifestyle when you go by more than two names like that, when you throw the initial, and then you're just okay with the consequences.
And so since that game where he went 1-for-3 to raise his average from 195 to 200, he has been below 200 in all but one game since. But now, thanks to a modest season-high tying two-game hitting streak.
Definitely thought you meant modest Buzelis.
I thought the same.
He now is batting 206. Which is the high mark for him since April 1st. So we're just hoping that Michael A. Taylor can stay on the right side of the Mendoza line from here on out.
That's a big ask.
Five on
number three.
Moving on. Texas Tech paid pitcher Najee Candy had
That's why I wrote it out in the parentheses.
$1 million. Yes, that is good. $1 million. Okay, hold on. Let me do this again. I'm so sorry to the audience.
$1 million.
Texas Tech pitcher Najee Candy had $1,050,024 to transfer to Stanford. So she was at Stanford, transferred to Texas Tech. I don't know, man. Words are hard. I don't know. Well, I'm in radio. Why? I don't know. So
none of us know, dude. We all have trouble talking at times. It's cool.
So here's the thing. So she transferred to Texas Tech, made all of that money, and so far she has pitched every single pitch for Texas Tech in the College World Series to lead them past against the four-time defending national champion Oklahoma Sooners, maybe the greatest dynasty in sports until that ended the other day. Is this the best investment we've seen from a school in the NIL era?
Hell yes, it is. Because number one, you're right. I think that the biggest college sports dynasty is Oklahoma and the Women's College World Series in softball, because they even host the thing. Like, that's how ridiculous it got. You know, the whole question is whether or not you could take them down. And not only does she leave Stanford, but she leaves Stanford to go to Texas Tech.
You're saying Lubbock's not happening like Palo Alto? Is that what you're saying?
Geographically and culturally, they're very different. Very. So I think all of that said, she got her money's worth. And I don't know what the extra tag on is of the, was it $54,000 you said?
I can explain that to you.
Just on the back end of the money? That's brilliant, by the way.
It's $1,050,024. The $50,000 was for living expenses. The $24,000... That was for her jersey number, 24.
Yes! All of this is a yes for me.
Like, I've never seen a number like that. Like, someone gets paid in this very, very strange
time. There's some reason. The details for me are always what matter. Like, there's so, I'm like, and the $50,000 and the $24? I'm like, interesting. Tell me more about this number. But tell me more about the number. That's always what it comes down to. But they hired her for one reason. She had one job. She didn't care where she was going to live to do it. And they did it. Congratulations to everybody.
Yeah, Texas Tech will now play Texas, I believe, in the Women's College World Series final. That's a best of three series. And neither of those teams.
WCWS.
Yeah, WCWS. Not to be confused with the WCW. Okay. Never has either of those teams, Texas or Texas Tech, won a national championship. So if she delivers a title, that's smart money. Smart $1 million. Because I know a lot of folks watching the Women's College World Series. A lot of people.
Can you imagine what her arm feels like right now, though, to pitch every single
It's a natural
pitch.
Motion. It's fine. It's yes, a natural
but
motion.
But still, just the fatigue. Like, that's insane. To be that much of a horse, that's crazy.
No, I feel like all things are getting accomplished in this action. She knows what she's there for. She has one job, and she's doing it. Clever.
Number four.
Yesterday, we finally learned the origin story of Pete Crow Armstrong's Mariah Carey shirt from Taylor McGregor during the marquee broadcast yesterday.
If you've seen Pete Crow Armstrong during batting practice, you have likely seen...
Heads up, Taylor.
She almost got hit by a foul ball right here.
You've likely seen the Mariah Carey t-shirt that he wears. Here it is, right here. He got this t-shirt in high school. It was his friend Jake's, and one night ended up with the t-shirt, and ever since then, it's been his go-to shirt. He wears it all the time working out, and everywhere we go, the Mariah Carey t-shirt goes as well. It's almost like his good luck charm, but I think it's swag. What do you guys think?
I like it.
So, that was his lucky piece of clothing. The question to you, do you have a lucky item of clothing? But let's keep it clean, and the topic is clothing. Clothing.
What was the keep it clean warning? Like,
let's keep it clean. Like, you know, Will Smith on The Fresh Prince always talked about his lucky drawers. And then I was like, but let's also keep your clothing clean, especially if it's lucky.
If it's old.
Unlike Patrick Mahomes, for example. Ew. Ew.
Okay, I do have a piece of clothing. I have a t-shirt. It's a Reflector t-shirt. Reflector was the student newspaper at Mississippi State. I was the sports editor. So this piece of clothing is 30 years old. Yeah, it's 30 years old. Or 25 years old. It's 26 or 27 years old.
I have a dress.
How old is it?
It's probably 10 years old. 10 or okay. 12, yeah.
10 is good.
And like if I like don't know what I'm going to do and like I need an outfit that day and it's a little bit higher end of a situation.
Is this a LBD situation?
No, okay. It's Navy.
Okay.
Because it's like a work dress.
Oh, work dress. Okay.
So like, that's it. You know, when I don't know what I'm doing job-wise and I don't necessarily know what the dress code is.
You wear the little blue dress.
Yeah.
Which is still LBD.
It's not really little. It's just a decent dress that fits in all situations. And usually the situation is good.
Okay. I'm with that.
Gentlemen,
I have a lucky tie. Every time I had an important interview, I wore that lucky tie.
What color is it?
It is brown with some blue stripes. I love it very much, and it's only worked for me. So thank you, lucky tie.
I don't necessarily have anything lucky that I consider lucky that I've kept through the years per se, but one of my favorite shirts in honor of this question and the Mariah Carey PCA shirt is a more recent purchase, but it's from last year. One of my favorite rap groups is Atmosphere from Minnesota, and they went on a tour last year that they called Atmosphere's Tour de Friends, and I bought the shirt from that tour just in honor of that, because I hadn't been to an Atmosphere show in years, even though they constantly come to Chicago. Just hadn't worked out with my schedule, so I was really excited and happy to hit that concert at the Salt Shed last year, and it was awesome.
So go on with your Mariah Carey shirt, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Keep giving us emotions.
Number five.
During Tuesday's Cubs Radio Network broadcast, heard right here on 670 The Score, Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer discussed the highly elevated radio booth at Nationals Park.
We laugh and we joke about being up so high, but we're not kidding. We're a $5 cab ride from home plate from where we're broadcasting. I'm wondering if we're in the same area code, because we are way, way up here.
We've tried to count the number of stories on some of the office buildings and apartment buildings across the street, and I think we're something like 14 stories above ground level.
Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer here on 670 The Score. What are the most inconvenient conditions you've had to deal with while covering a game, you two reporters?
Texas OU 2007, the first week of October, which is typically also still way too hot, right? And I was shooting at the time, shooting video, so I had a 25, 30 pound, depending on the battery weight, TV camera on my shoulder for 80 plays a team, because they stopped the clock in the Big 12 at the time after each play. So then you're talking 3.5-4 hours, and it was so hot and so humid that I couldn't decide whether or not I wanted it to rain to alleviate the heat. But then I was like, oh no, my camera would need rain gear. Or if I wanted it to stay hot because my camera would need the rain gear. And both of these options were terrible. And the salt lines, like on the polo shirt that you're supposed to be on TV in after you shoot all this video to talk about the game, were not kind to your girl. And she knew how to dress for that weather. You know, I know how to dress for the heat, but there's only so much a person can take. And that was it. The heat index was something wild that day, and it was purely because of how humid and hot it was.
Yeah, that brought back memories. 1999, West Point, Mississippi. The U.S. Women's Open. Marshall, I'm going to need you to shoot that. Oh, like get some sound after they're done? No, I'm going to need you to go hole by hole with the leaders. Nah, bro. It's summertime. It's hot. No, but I'm going to need you to do that because that's your job. You're a photographer. The sweat.
I mean, we were in shape, you know? Like, those are the days where you're in shape because you're lugging around all that equipment. And I mean, like, in athlete shape.
Because you had to have your tripod. You had to have your lights. I had a sunscreen, actually, to block out the sun. It was not good. It was not a good situation, but I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was hot.
My tripod was probably 25 pounds too at last. But I was doing extra like pull-ups and push-ups at the gym at the time for like work. I was like, this will help me lift the camera easier in the fourth quarter. This will help me do this. Like every single rep was to try to get more in shape for my actual job.
But we survived. And you know what? Now we're in this air-conditioned studio.
Yeah, we're quitting the segment and the show because the White Sox decided to show the Tigers that a bullpen day was not going to be taken lightly.
We're quitting the segment. Not
forever.
The show.
I'm kidding. Joe Kelly joins us next. I think Joe Kelly would have something to say about a bullpen day being an insult, too.
Yeah.
We have a lot of questions for him. Maybe he'll answer them next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Do you kind of feel that going forward he's the same guy to lift you guys the rest of the way, that next level?
Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Come on.
Well, 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 well. How the turntables. If that question didn't actually become valid about Tom Thibodeau mere hours later. We are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we bring in, man, we love to ask basketball and life questions to, Joe Calley of the Chicago Sun-Times. Joe, thanks for joining us.
How you guys doing?
We're good. I mean, you're the first person that we thought of when it came to talking to somebody about the firing of Tom Thibodeau, because it was momentous in the NBA and something you're also familiar with, having covered him here with the Bulls. What were your thoughts when you saw what happened?
You know, the first thing I thought was the Knicks are going to nick, just like the Bulls are going to bull and the Timberwolves are going to Timberwolves. When you have dysfunctional organizations, they can cover it up for a little while, but eventually the mess is going to come out. The dysfunction is going to come back. James Dolan was off in Vegas working on the Sphere for the last couple of years, so all was well. He kind of gets back into the picture, and now all of a sudden, you know, you have people backstabbing and you have a circus, and it's very Bulls-like. It feels like what happened with the Bulls when Tibbs was here his last year, you know, where there was them lying and saying that they thought they could have beat the Cavs and had a championship level team, even though that same team was brought back the next year and didn't even make the playoffs. And it's fine because I believe in the curse of Tibbs, and it's already hit two organizations and it's about to hit a third. So enjoy yourself, New York, with your great decision-making. You're about to become irrelevant again.
When you asked us how we were, I was going to say, well, we're better than Tibbs, but we're not, because that man's getting $30 million to walk away. So going to get another job. So
he's gotten a lot of money in the past to walk away. And look, he's not for everybody, but the fact is he has now rescued three dysfunctional organizations. The Bulls, we know what they are without Tibbs. The Timberwolves, they thought Ryan Saunders was a better choice than Tom Thibodeau and quickly found out in about 2 years that this guy couldn't even coach a middle school girls Catholic League team, let alone an NBA team. So that was a clown show. They just got lucky and stumbled into Anthony Edwards in 2020 in the draft. So they were rescued by what could be a generational player. We'll see how that plays out. And now the Knicks are the latest to go ahead and think that, you know what, I think we'll be better off without Tom Thibodeau. And I dive deeper into theories and conspiracy theories I have in the podcast. I don't want to reveal too much. But look out for that, and I'll get into some specific snakes in the pit and who I think was his demise.
Oh, yeah. I love a good snake pit podcast. What is this podcast called, and when is it dropping?
It's the Bulls Recap Podcast, and I've been doing it all season. So I think Ryan McGuffey, a friend of the show, will spit it out within the next 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I know you've been on there, but I didn't realize how regular it was. That makes it make sense. Thank you.
Joe, I got to ask you.
Gig.
In terms of where we are right now with these two teams and how we ended up with the finals, who won the trade, by the way, between the Timberwolves and the Knicks?
Not the Knicks, because they got probably the biggest fraud, the biggest empty calorie of a 7-footer that I recall seeing in the last 20 years in the NBA. You talk about heartless, unbelievable skill talent, but you talk about a heartless coach killing, defensive killing, you know, and I wrote about this years ago because Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson saw it coming in their brief stint with the Timberwolves. They warned this dude, Karl Anthony Towns, get off your Fortnite. Stop bringing your PlayStation on the road. Watch some film every so often, big boy. And they warned him. They threatened an ass beating was coming if it didn't change. To his credit, because he was threatened with violence, something he's not very good at, fake tough guy. But to his credit, he did turn his defense around and actually start doing what he needed to do later that year. And if you look at his defensive numbers after he was threatened on a team bus and was going to have his game system bash upside his head, he did turn things around, and the numbers show that. But the problem is Karl-Anthony Towns is so in love with the idea of being a two guard and the best shooting big man of all times that a 7-footer had one block in the Pacers series. Mm. And people in Chicago want to rip on the rim protecting of Nikola Vucevic and the drop defense of Nikola Vucevic. If you want to see a clinic of how not to play defense as a big man, throw on all three series and any playoff series in the past of Karl-Anthony Towns, and then come up to Minnesota, where I spent a lot of the offseason, and ask the Timberwolves fans how much they miss Karl-Anthony Towns, and ask the French people why they had to go get Rudy Gobert to be a rim protector because the 7-footer they had didn't want to do it. So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. This is one of the biggest fraud 7-footers I've seen since covering the NBA the last 13 to 15 years.
Joe Cowley, Bulls beat writer for the Sun-Times, just hand him a stick of dynamite and watch where he throws it.
I knew you were the person I wanted to talk to about this, because actually I think Texter brought up a really good point, 847. Funny thing is, if the Knicks had lost to the Celtics as expected, Tibbs probably keeps his job. I actually think that's a valid point in all of this. It's like he's mad at him. I feel like Dolan's mad at Tibbs for not getting them to the finals when he got them to their first Eastern Conference finals in 25 years.
I think there's more going on behind the scenes. I think you have a – it's interesting because I believe Phoenix Suns just named Ott the head coach. Is that true? I think that's correct. That's what I just heard.
Oh, I didn't see that.
We didn't see – yeah, man. The NBA news coming fast.
So that tells me keep an eye on this Johnny Bryant thing. And keep an eye, because Johnny Bryant was brought in by World Wide West. If anyone doesn't know World Wide West, William Wesley, who is an advisor to Leon Rose. And Tibbs and Johnny Bryant never got along. So keep an eye on that. If Johnny Bryant is the hire, then we know who Fredo is. We can go and kiss him on the cheek and say, thank you. We know who you are now. And we know what you are as a person. That would be too obvious, but that's a name to keep an eye on, because then you know that this had nothing to do with basketball. To me, it had very little to do with basketball anyway, because of excuses that came out. The idea that the offense of Tom Thibodeau isn't playoff efficient or playoff ready. Well, I don't know. The offensive efficiency has finished in the top 10 the last two seasons, and I believe they finished 9th in scoring in the NBA in the regular season. So that's a lie. The idea that he didn't use his bench or didn't know how to develop a bench, people in Chicago remember this little thing called the bench mob. And who formed that bench mob? Oh, Tom Thibodeau? That's a lie. The idea that he doesn't know how to take young guys – I think Taj Gibson was a young guy when he was an up-and-comer. And I think when he went to Minnesota, Zach LaVine and Karl-Anthony Towns and Wiggins were all young guys, and he helped develop their careers. So the ideas that are being thrown out there right now are lies and cover-ups, and hopefully the New York Knicks will get what's coming to them like the other two teams that got rid of Tibbs did.
You know, Brian Geldseiler of SiriusXM Radio said something interesting to us. I believe it was last week when he talked about the – behind-the-scenes discussion that he understood to be happening, or that he suspected, regarding Jalen Brunson and the favoritism regarding his dad, Rick. Do you think that plays into any of this at all as well?
Well, if Rick stays with the new coaching staff, then you have your answer. This is going to be interesting, because does the new coaching staff come in, or does the new coach come in and want to make wholesale changes and get a Rick Brunson, which then you're removing the heart of the Knicks, which is Jalen Brunson. And then does the new coach come in, keep Rick Brunson, but is he able to keep – because when you think about this team, this Knicks team, and anyone that's been to New York the last couple of years after a Knicks game, it reminded me of the identity Chicago had in early Tibbs years when D Rose was the MVP and they were fighting for supremacy in the East and trying to slay the king that is LeBron. It reminds me of what games felt like after that, where you knew a team had an identity, you knew a team had a culture, and more importantly, it was grit. That a fan base identified with its basketball team because of the grit that the coach instilled. It wasn't finesse. It wasn't showtime. It was grit. Fast forward to right now, this new coach has to come in, be able to sell this to the players that, hey, we're still going to be a gritty team. We're still going to be a grinded team. But we're just going to tweak a couple things that I think I can change as the new coach, sell that, and then be able to produce that. That's a very hard wire act to walk. And do you do that with Jalen Brunson's dad still on the coaching staff, who is a Tibbs guy? I mean, look, it's going to be interesting, because if Rick Brunson goes, what's Jalen's future? I mean, this guy took less money to stay in New York and play for Tibbs. And, you know, and become the player he's become. And so there's just so many lies out there. Even the lie about minutes and grind, and he grinded his players down. Let's see, he grinded his players down, but yet his best player won Clutch Player of the Year because in the fourth quarter, when he's supposed to be tired from being grinded down, he's actually producing and beating teams' asses. Lie number five to come out of this whole thing.
A lot of lies being going on.
I love this.
You did
so
tell
much.
The truth earlier with the hiring of Jordan Ott as the next Suns head coach. Of course, he's a guy who attended Michigan State, where his coaching career began with Tom Izzo, who, of course, Matt Ishbia knows too well because he was at Michigan State playing basketball. So it's all connected. Meanwhile, report out of Forbes that backup point guard, or I guess maybe starting point guard, depending on if he's healthy or not, Lonzo Ball is up and available for trade. What can you tell us about what you're hearing about Lonzo Ball's future?
Yeah, as soon as he signed that contract, he was up for trade because that contract is so trade-friendly. It's basically a one-year, $10 million deal. The team has the option for the next $10 million for year number two. Yes, I'm 100%. It's not only Lonzo's up for trade. Vooch is up for trade. I mean, the Bulls are trying to change this roster over. And again, talk about walking a fine line and a tightrope. They're trying to do so while still trying to be competitive for some ungodly reason. That's the path that they continue to choose. So enjoy late lottery picks every year. But yeah, no, 100%. I think we all wrote when Lonzo signed that deal on the night of the trade deadline in Minnesota. We all wrote that basically this deal was signed to be a trade candidate. I mean, Lonzo spun it as he wanted to stay here. He wanted to stay close to Dr. Cole. But look, everything is on the table for the Bulls this offseason. Vooch, Lonzo, a package of those two, whatever they can do to try and add to this mix that they're trying to build on the run, as well as re-signing Josh Giddey. That's going to be coming shortly too.
What's up with your boy Aaron Rodgers, Joe?
Oh, you know, we're still just kind of just waiting. Relax, R-E-L-A-X. Everyone needs to relax. I know Chicago fans aren't used to good quarterbacks and top quarterback play. From a person from Ohio where the football IQ is way higher than Illinois, trust me, just relax. It will all play itself out one way or the other.
Joe, I love it when you're always on one, but sometimes your level is even at a level that
I
don't comprehend.
It was higher today.
Today is one of those days. I love it. I'm looking forward to the recap podcast with you later. I got the RELAX reference. That's great. Joe Cali, thanks for coming on with us on The Score.
Thanks, Joe.
Anytime, you two. Take care.
Outstanding.
Joe Cali.
Joe, just let it
blow torch.
I want to keep him on for an hour just asking questions about life. Next time, I guess, right? We got to get back to Bears talk, because not only did we hear from Cole Kmet and DJ Moore yesterday, DeAndre Swift, who I think is potentially the real X factor in this offense, as we've heard Ben Johnson talk about it, he had a lot to say about his role and how he sees himself fitting in on this team. We will examine and listen next.
R-E-L-A-X.
The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is The Score. Thanks for keeping us the number one and most listened to sports station in Chicago. Listen on your radio, laptop, mobile device through the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. We're live and we're local. 670 The Score, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Ever feel like the road is out to...
Getcha.
Thankfully, Hyundai is always working to ensure it doesn't, with over 130 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006. IIHS Top Safety Awards include Top Safety Pick and Top Safety Pick Plus awards to Hyundai vehicles from 2006 to 2025.
Now, for a limited time, get 2.99% APR on the Hyundai Tucson. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Offers end July 7th. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-586-4040. 800-586-4040. 800-586-4040.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Your nose is for breathing. Your mouth is for eating. And if you're breathing through your mouth, it's not because your body wants to. It's because it has to, because your nose isn't working properly. And although you've lived like this, it's no way to live, and it's having a significant impact on your life. I know you know this, and I know that taking action isn't always convenient. But at Advent, we've done all we can to make changing your life for the better as easy as possible. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula. With tens of thousands of our patients, a thorough nose and throat evaluation, along with a simple 20-minute in-office procedure called balloon sinuplasty, has opened their nasal passages, allowing them to breathe freely through their nose for good. And there's a good chance this procedure can do the same for you. We'll help you breathe through your nose again, and it will change your life.
Go to AdventNose.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better. Results may vary. Most insurance accepted.
You're losing your hair and you need a simple solution that works. You want the best modern technology with top-rated physicians, something that's guaranteed to work. Guys, you need Advanced Hair. They've completely redefined hair restoration, from the experience itself to their unmatched results. Receding hairline, bald spot, thinning hair? Address them all with Advanced Hair's simple one-day treatment in a calm, relaxed environment with the most experienced team. Advanced Hair has performed tens of thousands of these breakthrough treatments, and get this, your own natural hair begins to regrow the very next day. No one in Chicago can offer anything like the Advanced FUE, offered by the world-class team at Advanced Hair. It starts with your free consultation. Call 872-217-HAIR. If you qualify, you'll also get $250 off and 250 free hair grafts. Refine your hairline with the team that's redefined hair restoration. 872-217-HAIR or advancedhair.com.
Listen to 670 The Score next week during mornings with Molly and Hoff for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Brewers at Wrigley Field. Powered by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
More Raheemy and Harris back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Summer's coolest mattress deals are going on now at Ashley's Stars and Stripes sale. This summer, save up to $1,000 on select mattresses and say goodbye to hot sleep and save up to $500 on the best-selling Tempur-Breeze collection. Plus, feel the freedom to snooze now and pay later with 0% interest until 2030 on in-store purchases made with your Ashley Advantage Synchrony credit card. Better sleep starts at Ashley. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's your captain speaking. To the passenger with the Mira Fast Soft Chews, smart move.
No way am I letting travel constipation ruin this trip.
Can't blame you. Mira Fast works fast, but without the harsh side effects.
since I'm such a smart traveler, can I move to first class?
No. Close the curtain, girl.
From the makers of Miralax, new Mirafast soft chews work naturally with your body in as little as 30 minutes to give you a comfortable go on the go. Find Mirafast today at your local retailer. Use as directed for occasional constipation. Contains magnesium hydroxide.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I was with Swifty when we first drafted him in Detroit a number of years ago, and I followed his career even after he left Detroit, and think very highly of him. He's an explosive athlete. There's a number of things that he can do both in the running game and the passing game. I do think he can help ignite an offense because he's got that playmaking ability. It'll be fun to start to work together again here this springtime with him.
That is Ben Johnson talking about DeAndre Swift. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And the reason that Ben Johnson is talking about his running back is because that right now is still who's RB1 when it comes to what's going to happen this season. Could the seventh rounder Kyle Menangai unseat him? Could Roschon Johnson? Perhaps. But my money is still very much on DeAndre Swift, who spoke yesterday at mandatory minicamp at Hallis Hall.
Yeah, I think for me, you talk about Kyle Menangai and also Roschon Johnson. It's much, much, much more likely that someone not currently on the Bears unseats him. Otherwise, it's definitely DeAndre Swift going forward.
Sounds like a question we should discuss in a future topic segment.
We could do that.
Especially when we know that we were clamoring for one Nick Chubb previously when his name had been brought up. And let's remind everybody that, as mentioned, we talked about his yardage total. Last year, Swift had 1,345 yards from the line of scrimmage and had three scoring runs of at least 35 yards, but 3.8 yards per carry, as Marshall mentioned, was the lowest average of his five-year career. The reason I key in so much on the running back position is because I always believe running the ball more is better, but also because of what Ben Johnson himself has told us, which is his offense is going to be based upon the run. And a lot of teams say that. A lot of offensive coordinators say that, and then they get pass happy. But if you look at what happened in Detroit, that was the case. The other part of that is that we know that when he did have, as he calls him, Swifty, they drafted another running back in Jahmyr Gibbs, surprising most of us who observed the league. And then they parted ways with Swift. He goes to Philadelphia, and now he's here.
It's something that worked out for him, at least the Philadelphia part, for a moment, because that's where he got his only Pro Bowl year, and the Eagles were obviously highly successful in his one season in Philadelphia. Then he gets signed as a free agent in Chicago when the Bears' target, Saquon Barkley, didn't get him. Settled for DeAndre Swift, and there are different levels to that.
Right, but at the same time, Swift was considered by many to be the second best running back prospect in the free agent market.
One of the reasons was he was able to catch the ball out of the backfield and do a variety of things, but we didn't see all of that on display in the manner in which we thought we would last season.
Right, and it wasn't because of, again, he had a lot of yards. It's just a matter of how he got them, right? It's looking at the numbers versus watching the actual game. And DeAndre Swift spoke yesterday. So did Ben Johnson. So let's hear first from, I think we can hear from DeAndre Swift when it comes to what he thought of his performance last year.
When you went back and looked at your season from last year, what did you see as things that you wanted to improve on coming forth?
A lot of stuff. Didn't end it how I wanted to, selfishly for me, how I played. But as a team, it's kind of the same thing. We won four games last year, so everything's under a microscope when, you know what I mean, you don't have no team success, but I'm being very critical of how I played last year. Excited about this year.
What excites you?
Everything. Another opportunity, first and foremost. With everybody new, the coaching staff, culture that's changed, you could tell Ben done a hell of a job so far, day in and day out. Just everything he's doing is going to be the better for this organization and for this city.
Fair enough. We needed to hear from Swift when it came to trying to figure out how he was going to fit in on this offense and what he thought of his performance last season. It's something that I'm sure hasn't only been discussed on a mic in front of reporters, but with the new coaching staff.
What I found very interesting about all three of these guys talking yesterday is they talk about discussions they've had with coaching staff members, right? And my favorite part about him is he was asked, like, hey, people are talking about what you can't do. He's like, what can I do? And when he said, like, what can I do? It's very hidden because he believes he's fully capable of being that number one back who can, a three down back who can do everything that is required in an offense.
Yeah, I do think it's, I guess it's coincidental. But when you consider that those three guys in DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, and Cole Kmet were all considered mainstays of this offense, and their roles are all on the line right now as to how they are going to function in this offense.
It's the function. It's also the percentage of snaps they're going to get. There's a lot in play that it's not going to be determined by this mandatory minicamp, but it's the first step to kind of finding out what the coaching staff believes they're capable of in a Ben Johnson-designed offense.
Our ones may not be Ben Johnson's ones. Our mains may not be Ben Johnson's mains. And if that's the case, then we got to change because that's what needs to happen. Let's also hear what he wants to improve on from a detail standpoint, DeAndre Swift.
Just honing on the tracks, like the ball handling, and be real intentional when you go out there and go to practice. Like going there with a mindset of focusing on, if you was a little bit wide the day before, focus on being tighter. Just little things like that. You're going each day trying to get better at something. Self-motivated. I don't need nobody to, no clips, no highlights, anything like that. Like I said, I know who I am. I know what I'm about. Just what motivates me is the work that I put in, how I prepare. So if I do that, which I continue to do, I'm not really, I'm just excited. I can't explain it enough. Excited to play for Ben and EB.
That's good to hear, especially when you consider that he left Detroit and he was traded that year before he came to the Bears. Now let's hear what Ben Johnson had to say regarding DeAndre Swift.
I've got a history with him. I was with him when he was a rookie. And then certainly my first year calling it there in Detroit, he was with me as well. So, here's what I know about him is he is a fierce competitor, and that's what I love about him is when the lights are bright, you're going to know exactly what you're going to get. If you tell him that you're going to need 1 yard, 4 yard, whatever that is, he's going to find a way to put his shoulder down and move the pile and get that done for you. It goes back to what we're trying to instill for the entire offense, not just that particular player. Year 10, year 1, it's all about the basics here this springtime, the fundamentals, what is a proper pass block from the backfield look like, what's ball security look like, what's the proper catching the football look like. We're breaking it down to the studs and growing it up from there. So for him right now, it's the tracks on all of our run game, being consistent and true to that, and the pass pro is a little bit new for him as well.
Uh-huh. The wrinkle. No block, no rock.
I mean, is it even a wrinkle at this point? That is one thing, regardless of what position you play on offense, if you don't block, if you're not down with the pass protection, you're just not going to be involved.
Which is why I did always like Montgomery, David Montgomery. I always liked him partially because he was so great at pass blocking. Why did the Bears let him go?
I don't understand it.
And before you were like, well, he didn't want to be here anymore. No, look at that.
No, he definitely wanted to be here.
It was the Bears' chance first to retain him.
Definitely wanted to be here.
And I always loved his pass blocking. I really always have. Like, I've talked about on the show before.
And we've had questions about running back ever since he left.
All right, so we're all going to go block on the next pass protection play. You got it?
Yes. Who am I blocking again?
I don't know. I'm going to run at somebody really fast. And I'm going to make an illegal block.
Probably helps if we don't run at the same person, though, right?
No, I think we should. Whoever that person is deserves it.
I like a double team. That works. That works. At least our guy, if we do it together, won't be the one getting to the quarterback. Well, you're low and I'm high, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just making sure we had roles figured out.
What if it was the opposite? We outthought the opponent, only to our own athletic detriment.
That's one way to keep someone off guard.
Or be an offensive coordinator in the NFL, apparently.
I do a lot of bear crawls at the gym, so I'm ready to go low if I have to.
I'm just closer to the ground. I got to work on my vertical.
Lower center of gravity.
To say the least. We have more coming up next here on Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Our friend, you know him well, Mark Grody. Let's do a Bears hit next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.